Islands match analyst is, of course, Declan Boyle. He joins us now on the line. Very good evening, Declan.
Hi, Oisin. How are we doing?
Not too bad, Declan. Were you surprised at all by today's news?
I suppose you don't want anybody ever losing their job in management, and but it comes down to results at the end of the day, and obviously Van Harps got relegated. The performances haven't been good enough this year. 4-1s, 8 draws, 24 losses, and the performances on the pitch haven't been great. But it's one of those things, and it happens in football. I mean, 9 seasons is a remarkable achievement for any manager in any league in the world, and you know, 9 years is a long time for Ollie, and he worked extremely hard in those 9 years, and you can never fault his effort or his passion, but these things happen in football, and you know, so I suppose it's an opportunity for Ollie maybe to take a rest up and recharge the batteries and go against some other club, and maybe somebody come back to Harps. But it's a big moment for the club, and it's a big change.
Yeah, big change for the club, but they're going to have to go another direction now, so they are, Declan. We've seen the way Ollie Horgan and Harps had done their business year on year to try and stay in the top flight. There's going to be a different approach now. What's that approach do you feel has to be from the club going forward?
Yeah, listen, it's a difficult one because, you know, we just don't know after COVID and this year as well how the finances are in the club, and that can dictate, you know, first of all, who they get in and the quality of manager that comes into the club, and then secondly, what sort of budget you're going to have to recruit new players. And what, you know, there's a lot of players that are in this year in the squad that will probably end up leaving. A lot of lads from across the water will probably end up coming back. So there's a very, very small number of players that are Donegal and Northwest based, and you know, so somebody coming in has got a really difficult job of putting the squad together for the first division, and then obviously that dictates around the budget and what sort of money he can give out to players to attract new players. You know, that's a massive bit of work in itself. And then secondly, then there's definitely has to be a closer link for me between the under-19s and 17s and the first team, and we just have not got enough players through from the academy. There's good players in Donegal. They need to be given the opportunity, and for me, they haven't been given the opportunity over the last number of years, and that's definitely an area we need to look at. We have to address that, and for me, it's part and parcel of the club. You know, you're not a manager of the first team, you're also a manager of the club, and that's where it needs to be looked at from a whole holistic point of view, from the academy the whole way up the first team, and making sure there is a pathway for young players to get into the first team.
Okay, just back to Ollie. We can't, of course, question any of his effort over the 9 years that he has put in the amount of hours and tirelessly working for Fun Harps. But he gave us some memorable nights, Declan.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, as I said earlier, I mean, Ollie's been there 9 years and he's done a really good job. And this year's the first year that probably things haven't worked out for him. I know at the start of the season, he was hemming and hawing whether to stay on, and the board asked him to stay on, and you know, he stayed on this season, obviously, but the results haven't been there, you know. But I mean, his work ethic was second to none. Been very difficult, obviously. Lost a lot of players last year, had to bring in new players. The players you put in just didn't hit the ground running and weren't probably to the quality they were the year before. I mean, last year we ended up 8th in the league, really good performance, and this year it doesn't work out for us. But you cannot fault Ollie for his work and effort, recruitment of players, his energy, his passion, and we all seen that along the sidelines and how angry he gets with the fourth official. But you know, you can see that, and you know, it's one of those things that just happens in football. Unlucky for Ollie, it's happened this year for him, but he's given us 9 brilliant years within the club, and you know, we just wish him well now in the future, and hopefully just get an opportunity to rest up and recharge his batteries, and I have no doubt he'll be involved in League of Ireland again in the near future.
Okay, Declan Boyle, thanks for joining us today.